Yeah, give a hold on the last Gemara just again. That Tzadik Beis Amar Aleph on the bottom. Again, the Tanya Mitzayra. What was the loch of a Mitzayra? The Tanya Mitzayra Shechal Shmini Shaloi Berav HaPesach. If a Mitzayra that already went to the mikvah on the seventh day, and now the eighth day came out to be Erev Pesach. Ferua Keri Bay Bayim. And that day on Erev Pesach, Yosef saw Keri as Tumas Keri on him now. So the loch is Tevil. He'll go to the mikvah today on Erev Pesach. The Eichel, and at night time, Mikri took from the Korban Pesach. Why? Omru Chachom, Nachom say, Afa Pishet Ful Yoim. Eina Nichnas, even though it's Ful Yoim, usually is not let it go into the Beis HaMikdash. Now here, the Mitzorah, in order to have his Tyra, he has to go into the Beis HaMikdash, he has to go into the Harabais, and put his hands by and stand by the Shar Nikner. So even though regular it's Ful Yoim, is not let it come into the Beis HaMikdash. He is Mishtaleich even for Machna Leviyah. But there, this Bakeri, this Tfuyoim, Nichnas, he's allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, he's allowed to go into the Machna Leviyah, just not into the Machna, not into the Machna Shechina, not into the Azorim. Because that's the Chiyuv Koros. So what do we say? Mutiv Yovei Yesei Sheyesh Bekoros. And as we want this Mitzorah to get his Tyre to become Torah today, in order that at night time he'll be able to eat his Korban Pesach. Where if you don't need a Korban Pesach, there's a Chiyuv Koros involved. So V'yitche Yesei Shein Bekoros. And let it be over this Isser Asay, that a Tful Yoim is not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash, which is only an Isser Asay. Now, so the Chura that both Midiraisas, what's our right? We want to say Midirabonins, that they did not put their Isser Rabbonin Kinegat the Diraisam. The Yom Rab Yechanon, Dva Torah, Midiraisa, Filu Yasay Envoy. There's not even an Isser Asay for a Tful Yoim to come into the Machna Levi, into the Beis HaMikdash. Shenem Rapotik says, Vayamid Yoshofet Pekal Yudom. Yerushalayim beBeis Hashem lefnei haChotzer haChadosha, in front of the new a courtyard. Fred Gemara, my Chotzer haChadosha. What does it mean, the new courtyard? It means shechitshu boy dover, that they made new halachas here. For Yomru, and the Rabbanan said tful yoim lo yikonis b'machna leviya, that a tful yoim he is not allowed to come to machna leviya. So this is only an istim of the Rabbanan, and here where it's a shal of erev Pesach that the Mitzorah will not be able to come Torah, he will not be able to eat his Korban Pesach, we allow him to be over this Issa the Rabbanan, that this Tfuyoim is allowed to come into the Azorah, is allowed to come to the Beis HaMikdash, into Machna Leviyah, and stand by the Shah Nikner, in order that he could get his Tyre. Here, and the Gemara says, Beis HaPesach Pras, what does that mean? This is like a Beis HaKvaros mid Rabbanan. There's only a Sofit Rabbanan if there's a mace buried there or not. The Tanan we learned, Vishovin Beishamir Beisilu, both Beisham and Beisila both hold Sheboidikin Lioisei Pesach. We allow them to check out the road for somebody that is going to bring this Korban Pesach. We allow them to check out the road to go through it. V'ein Boidikin Lioichle Truma, but we are not Samech. We do not allow you to check out the road in order to go through there if you have to eat Truma. For the Gemara, my Boidikin Lioisei Pesach. What does it mean? We'll let you check out this road to make sure you don't see any like bones of the mace there. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. You let it just like blow or make some wind go in front of you to make sure you don't see any bones on top of the ground. As long as you don't find any bones on top, the Rabbanu will make you let it walk through this road here that has a suffix if a mace was buried there or not. Since it's only an issim, the Rabbanu will make all b'mokam to bring your Korban Pesach. And Rabbi Yehuda bar Abaye Mishmet Rabbi Yehuda Amar Beis HaPeres Shenidish is Torah. If you have this suffix, if there was a mace buried there or not, and now over this ground is Nidush, like Rashi says, Beregel Tor, Shedrisas or Aglayim Nevrosan, that people walking over this field, they're walking over like for sure, took away any suffix if a mace is still there. The Abol Asas Pischa Yivdik. Now somebody wants to do his Korban Pesach and go over this road, he should check it out in Nidush. If this ground was like stepped upon, the Yavra, then he could go through it. Avodachilas Truma, somebody wants to go to Truma, we do not let him rely on this. Sheyochol Hamtin, he can wait. Trash your base of pras midivreim zorim midirabonin, ploy hemidu b'mokim koros haPesach. They did not stop you from going through over this road, even though there's a sofik midirabonin. Maybe your mace is buried there, since it's only midirabonin, the rabbonin will make a b'mokim to let you do your Korban Pesach, which would be a shal if not to be over chiyuv koros. Alright, hadron alecha ho'isha. Mishnah says, Mishahoya Tomei, if somebody was Tomei, Oy Bederach Rechoik, or else he was far away from Yerushalayim, on Erev Pesach, he couldn't come in to bring the Korban Pesach, is alochom lo yoses harishin. He did not bring the Pesach rishin. Is yases hasheni. He's supposed to bring Pesach sheni. What about shogag? Somebody b'shogig by mistake, like forgot today was erev Pesach, and he did not bring his korban Pesach. Oy nenas, or else there was an onus. Something happened to him. He couldn't do it today. He couldn't bring the Pesach rishin. Is dalochom. And because of this oynes, something happened, he could not bring the Pesach Rishon. He's also allowed to bring the Pesach Sheni. In other words, lav davka, even though the Torah says the two cases is, if somebody was tomei on Erev Pesach, or else somebody was far away from Erev Chaykum, it's not only those two cases. Any case that you couldn't bring a Pesach Rishon, the halacha is you're supposed to bring a Pesach Sheni. Im came, if so, why does the Torah say these two cases? Like these are the two cases, either you were Tomei on Erev Pesach, you could not bring a Pesach Rishon, or else you were Derech Rechoika, you were on the road far away. Why does the Torah only say these two cases? The Torah is saying any case that you cannot bring a Pesach Rishon, you're allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni. So the Mishnah says, She'elu Pturim Mikoros. Because these cases, like you are, it's not your fault, therefore, you don't have a chiyuv koros. The elu chayovim bikoros. But there are certain cases that if you did not bring the Gemara's maskana is b'mezid. If you knew today was erev Pesach and you could have brought the korban, but b'mezid willingly you did not bring the korban. In such a case, there's a chiyuv koros. You chayuv koros for that. Even so, you're supposed to bring a Pesach sheni. That's the halacha. But the chiluk is that these two are tamei and a person that was a derech rechaykam, there's no chiyuv koros. They're like an einus. Like, since he's Tommy, he can't bring it today. Or else he's far away, he couldn't bring it today. So if he doesn't bring Pesach Rishon, he doesn't have the Chi of Chorus. That's the Chiddush of the Torah. Sati Gemara. Itma. Hoye b'derech rechoika. Let's say somebody was far away from Yerushalayim. V'shochatu v'zoku olof. Now he made a shliach, he sent a messenger. Somebody should bring the korban for him. Even though he was far outside Yerushalayim. And he could not make it into Yerushalayim, into the Beis Hamikdash in time to bring the korban. So he had somebody else bring it for him. What's the halacha? Is the korban good or not? Rav Nachman Amar Hurtzer. Nachman says, yes, this korban is good. Even though he could not be there, so what? But if Baal Mestama by night time, he could come into Yerushalayim and eat the meat, then he's alright, the korban is Hurtzer. Rav Sheshes Amar Loi Hurtzer. Sheshes says, no. Since Lamaisa now he is B'derech Rechoika, he was far away from Yerushalayim, he could not make it in there in time to make the Shechitas Korban Pesach, he's not roy to bring a Korban Pesach. And if he has a Shliach does it, he's not Yoitza, and he has to bring a Pesach Sheni. But the Rav Nachman Amar Hurtza, Mechamu Dechas Rachmon Olov. The Pshat, the Torah says, if you're B'derech Rechoika, the Torah like has Rachmonos on you, that you're Potter. You don't have to bring a Pesach Rishon. Of a V-Ovid, but let's say somebody Badafka wants to send a Shliach, he sent somebody else to make the korban for him, is Tov Olav Bracha? If he does it very good, he'll receive a Bracha for that. In other words, he's doing something good. This is Rav Nachman Shita. For Rav Sheshe Sama, no. Loi Hurtzer. Rav Sheshe says, no. Since you, Lamaisa, are now in Erev Pesach, you're far away from Yerushalayim, so Melo, Mitche Drachi Rachmona. The Torah says you're too far away, you don't like have a chiyuv now to bring a Pesach Rishon. And Ketomei, the Torah puts you in the same category as a person that's Tomei. Just like a person that's Tomei, Pshita, cannot bring a Pesach Rishon, he's Tomei. Who are then this person now? Since you're B'derech Rechaika, you cannot bring a Pesach Rishon. That's what Shesh is for. Even though you make a shliach to send it there, it doesn't help you. You're too far away. Pesach. Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, "Minoah minaloh." How do I know my yisoid? Rav Nachman says, even though you're far away from Yerushalayim, that if you don't bring it, the Torah said, "All right, just bring a Pesach Sheni." But if you want to, you could have somebody bring a Pesach for you. The Tanana says now Mishnah, "Misha yitomei." Somebody that was tomei on erev Pesach, oy b'derech rechoika, or else the person now on erev Pesach was in a far away road. He was far out of Yerushalayim. V'lo yoseh sarishin. He did not bring a Pesach rishin. Is the halacha yaseh sasheni? He's supposed to bring a Pesach sheni. Now, since the Mishnah said the lashon of v'lo yoseh, did not do it. Mashma mechlal di boy ovid. If he wanted to, he could have done it. Because the Torah just says v'lo yoseh, did not do it. Mashma, now if he wants to, though, he could do it. For Rav Sheshi Sama, Rav Sheshi says, Amalach, no. If so, Sefer Diktoni, the Sefer that says, Shogag Oinenes. Let's say somebody was a Shogig, he forgot today was Erev Pesach, or else he was a Nenes, and Nenes happened. For Lo Yoses Rishon, he did not bring a Pesach Rishon on Erev Pesach. And the Mishnah says, Zalocha Yases Sheni. He's supposed to bring a Pesach Sheni. Now here also it says a Loshin V'lo Yosa, he did not do. So it's a Diyak, Midik Toni V'lo Yosa, since it says here this Loshin, he did not bring the Pesach, Michlal, you're telling me it's such a Raya, that the boy Ovid, if he wanted to, he could have brought it. That's this Loshin of the Mishnah. V'lo Yosa, he did not bring a Pesach Rishon. But Mashma, if he wanted to, he could have. Now the Kashra is, what are these two cases? He's a Shogag or an Enes? Fred Gemara Re Shogag. Shogag means today he forgot today was Erev Pesach. So what do you mean if he wanted to, he could have? He did not realize today is Erev Pesach. So he can't bring a korban today. He doesn't know today is Erev Pesach. Or else for Rei Nenas. If the person was an Enas, so what do you mean if he wanted to, he could have? He was an Onus. Like an Onus means things happen, he just couldn't do it today. So what do you mean if he wanted to, he could? No, even if he wanted to, still he couldn't. So what's the pshat in the Sefer? Elo, you have to add something to the Sefer. The Sefer means Elo Mezit Ketoni Badayum. That the Sefer says that if somebody was a Shogag, he forgot today Erev Pesach was Erev Pesach. Or else you're an Onus. And who Adin B'mezid? If somebody knew today was Erev Pesach, and he could have brought the Korban, but he still willingly did not bring the Korban. Still the Mishnah says he's supposed to bring a Pesach Sheni. That's pshat in the Sefer of the Mishnah. So I tell you, Hochinami here also in the Reisha, Oinin Ketoni Badayu. That the Reisha says Zechur only two cases. Whether the person was Tomei on Erev Pesach, or else he was a Derech Rechoika. It doesn't only mean these two cases. It also means the third case if the person was an Oinin. And we had the Gemara before. If you're an Oinin, somebody was Mason, your Mishpacha today on Erev Pesach, the Locher is you are allowed to have a Korban brought for you, because by nighttime you'll become Tor. And by nighttime, Oninus, Lila's only with the Rabbanon. Therefore, you're allowed to eat your korban. So the Reisha talks about an Oinin. So that's the deek in the Reisha. That an Oinin, he didn't bring it. But if he wanted to, he could have brought it. But Rosh Hashanah holds, but a person that's Bederach Rechoikam, if you're far away from Yerushalayim, even if you want to have a messenger, Shliach, bring it for you, nothing doing. The Torah was Matcha, says a person that's Bederach Rechoikam cannot bring a korban Pesach, Rishon. He asked him, Badafka, bring a Pesach Sheni. Omer Rav Ashi, Masnis and Dami Dekim. I'll tell you for now, Mishnah is also a Raya. Diktoni, the Mishnah says like this. Eilu Peturim Bikoris. The Eilu Chayovim Bikoris. The end of the Mishnah says, the Chiddush is, that if you're B'derech Rechoika, you're Potter from Koris. Mashenkin, there are cases that you're Chayiv Koris for not bringing the Pesach Rishon. Ahai, on which case do we say you're Chayiv Koris? Ilay Ma Shoigig V'nenas. If you want to tell me where the person was a Shoigig, he forgot today was Erev Pesach. Or else he was an Onus, he was forced, he had too many other things to do, he was forced that he couldn't bring a Pesach Rishon. Or Bezoi, Shoigig V'nenas B'nei Koris Dinu. How could the Mishnah say, V'yedul Chayavim Koris? Like these two cases for sure is not Chayiv Koris. If you're a Shoigig, you're not Chayiv Koris. Elo Lav Amezit. Elo Chura, the Mishnah is talking back to Amezit V'yoinin. As even though the Mishnah does not mention these two cases, you have to say it's included. A Shogeg and an Oinis and a Mezid has the same halacha. That if he doesn't bring a Pesach Rishon, he's supposed to bring a Pesach Sheni. But by not bringing a Pesach Rishon, there's a Chiyav Koris involved. So the Mishnah at the end says, the Eilu Chayovim Bekoris means the Mezid and anointing. So this is a Raya to Rosh Hashanah, that the Mishnah is talking about more cases. So that's if you want to say the Mishnah says, that you're not, he didn't. But if he wanted to, he could. That's only going on anointing. Anointing is somebody that if he wants to, he could bring a Pesach Rishon. But Enech Nami, somebody that's Bederach Rechoika, that's Rosh Hashanah Svarim. If you're far away from Yerushalayim, the Torah said today, you cannot have a Pesach brought for you. You have to be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. For Rav Nachman, what does Rav Nachman do? He yells no. He yells even though you're far away from Yerushalayim, so you have a Ptur not to bring a Pesach Rishon. You could wait to Pesach Sheni. But Rav Nachman knows if you want to have a messenger sent for you and bring a Pesach for you, you could have that done. Omalach, he'll answer you to like this. No, really, the only thing you hear to the Mishnah is in the Sefer. That it says a Shoigig in the Noinis, it also means the person didn't be mazed. If be mazed willingly, you did not bring a Pesach Rishon, that's the case that you could bring a Pesach Sheni, but then you Chayiv Koris. Over Dinhu, and really, the Boile Lemisni Chayiv. Really, the end of the Mishnah said, the Elu, it says, Chayovim Bikoris, Really, there's only one case, one guy is Chayav Koris, only Mezid. Because that's the only thing the Mishnah includes, Mezid. According to Rav Nachman, the ratio is Medavkam, Tomei, and Derech Rechoika. It's not talking about an Oinim. I have a high Tony Chayovim. Why does the Mishnah say such a Loshin? V'yelu Chayovim. Mashm is going on plural, two people. I did the Tony ratio, since the ratio says Pturim. And the ratio of you're a Shoigig or you're an Oinis. Your Potifim Koris is Tony Sefer Chayovim. Therefore, the Sefer also already says the same Loshin Chayovim plural. The Mishnah at the beginning is only talking about either a Tomei and Derech Rechoika. Nobody else. The only thing we're adding to the Mishnah is in the Sefer, Amazin. That Amazin also, if you do not bring it willingly, Pesach Rishon, he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But in that case, the Mishnah says he has a Chiyuv Koros. But Mashen Kein, the Reisha, is only talking about what it says. Only a Tomei or else a Derech Rechoika. So then Rav Nachman has a Zich for now Mishnah. The Mishnah says a Loshin, V'lo Yosei, he did not do it. Mashm, if he wanted to, he could have done it. Which case, if you are Tomei, you can't do it. Elamai, it's a riot at Derech Rechoikam. If somebody is far away from Yerushalayim, even though he has a Ptur not to bring a Pesach Rishon, he could wait to Pesach Sheni, but if he wants to, he could bring a Pesach Rishon. That's what Nachman's Svara. So the Maromer of Sheshis, Minoah Minoah, how do I know my Yisoid, my Chiddush to say no? That if somebody on Erev Pesach is far away from Yerushalayim, we'll soon see the next mission exactly how far you have to be. 15 mil. So you're potter from bringing a Pesach Rishon. And the Shesha said, not only are you potter, but if you want to, you cannot have a Shliach bring it for you. How do I know that? The Tanya, we learned like this. Rabbi Kiva says, Nema, the Pesach says, Tomei, v'nema b'dech rechoikim. In the same Pesach it says, these are the two people that bring a Pesach Sheni. If on Erev Pesach you were Tomei, so you can't bring a Pesach Rishon, or else if you're B'derech Rechoika, the Torah says you can wait to Pesach Sheni. So Kiva Dash is like this, Ma Tomei, just like a person that's Tomei, he touched a mace yesterday, so he's not going to bring a Pesach Rishon today. She Sofik Piyod El Asis, that means really, really this person could bring it. He has the possibility, he has the money, he has the korban. It's only the Issa Tomei that's stopping him. V'yeinu Yosei doesn't do it, is Af Derech Rechoika. The same thing, the second case of the Pesach, where a person is far away from Yerushalayim, he's B'derech Rechoika. Nami, the Pesach is talking about, she'er sofek b'yod el asos, that really he has a messenger, he has somebody that would go to Yerushalayim and would bring the korban for him. Still, the Torah says, v'yein yoisa, he's not allowed to do it. That's Rabbi Kiva's drosha. So the Chura Sheshes has nothing to write from Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva says, a Tomei and a Derech Rechoika have the exact same halacha. Like Rashi says, Af Derech Rechoika, she'sipik b'yod el asos. He had messengers. L'shaleach. Ukama Rachmona, still the Torah says, T'einoi oise. He's not allowed to have a carbon brought for him. Why the mitchetchiyim? The Torah pushed him off. That's the locha of persons of Derech Rechoika, like Rosh Hashanah holds. The Torah pushes you off. You can't have a Pesach Rishon. So Chur Tzakash and Rav Nachman. So tomorrow Rav Nachman, Olam Rav Nachman says like this. Rabbi Akiva Lataymei. Avad, according to Rav Kiva, Abzichem Askim. Rav Kiva goes according to Shita, that Kol Zaman, you yourself right now, cannot bring a Pesach, you yourself, you can't have a Shliach bring it for you. Why the Ksava, Rav Kiva Shita is, Ein Shechten V'zorken Atomei Sheretz. Rav Kiva Shita is, let's say on Erev Pesach, somebody touched the Sheretz. The Locher is, if you touch the Sheretz now, you could go to the Mikvah right away, and by nighttime you become Tor, and by nighttime you'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach. So therefore we hold, you could bring a korban. Rav Kiva holds no. Rav Kiva holds, since Lamaisa right now on Erev Pesach, Bishas at the time, when they're supposed to bring the korban Pesach, you're a Tomei, you yourself cannot come into the Beis HaMikdash. You yourself cannot be there Bishas the Shechita, you're not allowed to have a Shliach either. That's Rav Kiva Shita. So Mel, it's very good. Maduch Rav Kiva holds, a person that's a Tomei Sheretz, that at nighttime, like he's here in Yerushalayim, and at nighttime he'll be Torah. Still right now, since he can't come in, he can't have a korban brought for him. So pshita, a person is derech rechoikum. If a person is far away from Yerushalayim now in Erev Pesach, so he himself cannot come into Yerushalayim. So pshita, he cannot have a shliach either. That's a mekiva shita. Amazok Rav Nachman, Amaviano, how do we hold? Aviano sviru, we paskin, lay commandi yoma, let the man yoma that holds, shoichtin vezorkin al tomesherich, no. You are allowed to have a korban Pesach brought for you, even though you touched the sheretz today on Erev Pesach. So today you can't come into the Beis HaMikdash, but you could go to the mikveh today, and you'll have Har HaShemesh by nighttime. You'll be Torah Lagamri. You'll be able to eat the korban. So the halacha is you're allowed to have a shliach, a messenger, go for you and bring your korban for you and let him take it home for you. And at nighttime you'll eat the korban. So what do you see, halacha? That even though you yourself cannot come into the Beis HaMikdash, but since by nighttime you'll be able to eat the meat, you could have a korban brought for you. Sa'at Rav Nachman, the same thing. If a person now is Torah, but he's b'derech rechoikam, he's 15 mil outside Yerushalayim. There's no way right now, even if he starts walking right now to Yerushalayim, he cannot get there in time to bring his korban. So what? Even though he won't be there b'shas korban, but since by tonight, when it comes to the time to eat it, he will make it into Yerushalayim, so you're allowed to have the korban brought to him. That's Rav Nachman Svarah. Just like by Thomas Sheretz, even though you yourself cannot bring the korban, you can have a shliach bring it for you, since by nighttime you'll be able to eat it. Here also, even though right now you're b'derech rechoikam, for you to get to Yerushalayim, you won't reach until nighttime. So what? Right now, let a shliach make the korban for you, because by nighttime you'll be in Yerushalayim. That's kosher. That's what Nachman's svara. I, Reb Kiva, says not like that, and Reb Sheshet is passing like Reb Kiva. So Reb Nachman says that's not shver. Reb Kiva goes l'shitaslim. Reb Kiva holds you have to be there in the Beis HaMikdash, or else you have to be able to be in the Beis HaMikdash b'shas shchita. But if you're a Talmudic person, even though by nighttime you'll be Torah, nothing to do according to Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Nachman says, good, that's Rabbi Kiva l'shitosloim. But we paskin not like Rabbi Kiva. We paskin, even though right now you can't get into the Beis HaMikdash, but since at nighttime you'll be Torah, here also. Even though right now you're b'derech rechoika, you can't get into the Beis HaMikdash, so what? Since by nighttime though, you'll be able to be here, you're allowed to have a korban brought for you, and you can eat it at nighttime. So the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Elu she'oisen es ha'sheni. These are the people that are pushed off to bring a Pesach Sheni. They can't bring down an Erev Pesach, a Pesach Rishon. They're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Ha'azovin, if a man is a Zav, or else the Azovis, an Isha that saw 3 days in a row, b'shas her 11 days, that she's a Zova. Ha'mitzaroyim, a man that's a Mitzayro, or else a Mitzaras, an Isha that's a Mitzaras, that she's Tomei, she can't have a carbon brought, she can't eat the meat at night. V'nidois, an Isha that's a Nida, she's Tomei for 7 days, so a man she can't bring a korban Pesach, Rishon, she's pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Uboyla Nidah, if a man that's Boyla Nidah, so the man himself also has a Tumma Nidah on him, he's Tomei for 7 days, he also can't eat the meat, so a man can't have a korban brought. Vayoledis, an Isha that just gave birth, she's Tomei for 7 days, depends on what, for a Zohar or for the Keva, so she can't have a korban brought for her, she's pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Ha Shagigin, somebody that was normal, a Torah-digger person, but he was a shaygig. He forgot today was Erev Pesach, and he didn't bring a korban. The halacha is, he's allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni. Who adin v'yanusim? A person was an onus, he was forced upon it, he couldn't bring a Pesach Rishon, something came up, he just couldn't do it. And who adin v'yamezidin? Who adin if a person was mamish Torah, and for no reason he didn't bring a Pesach Rishon? He's amazing. He could have done it today, but willingly he did not bring it. So even though there's a chiyuv korban in this person, but still there's a chiyuv when it comes to Pesach Sheni to bring a korban, bring a Pesach Sheni. V'tomei, who are the person that's tomei in Erev Pesach? It means tomei l'nefesh. You touch the mace, you tomei for 7 days. And who are then v'shoyim v'derech rechoika? Who are then the person that's far away from Yerushalayim? He can't bring a Pesach Rishon. He could bring a Pesach Sheni. For the Gemarim came lama nema tomei. Why did the Torah, if not only Tom the Derech Rechoika brings the Pesach Sheni, why did the Torah here by Midrash say these two cases? It said the case of a person that's Tomei, he could bring the Pesach Sheni. Why does the Torah say this case for? For the Gemara, Tomei, he came Loma Nemar, Tomei, for the Gemara, Loma Nemar. He asked the question, why did the Torah say it? The boy Lamevet Barishan Leshav Kidinle. He said, if not for this Pesach, I would not know the Lochem. I would not know that he can't let a Tomei bring a Korban Pesach. Maybe a Tomei person could bring it. So Avada, I need it for the halacha to tell me that if you're Tomei, you can't bring a Korban Pesach. I need the potter to tell me this halacha gufa. Elo, but you know what the question is? In Cain, if so, if all these cases, anybody that couldn't bring a Pesach Rishon has the right to bring a Pesach Sheni, lo mo nema v'derech rechoikam. Why does the Torah have to say if a person is way far outside Yerushalayim and Erev Pesach and he can't get in there to bring the korban, he has a right to bring the Pesach Sheni? Why does the Torah have to say it for? It's not only this case that you're far away. All these cases, if b'mezid you don't bring a korban, also you could bring a Pesach Sheni. So why does the Torah have to say this chiddush that if you're b'derech rechaikam, you could bring a Pesach Sheni? The korban pshita. And for the Gemara, lepoitre min akoris. It means to tell me that you put him in a chorus. That means if you do not bring the Pesach Rishon, you should know you put him in a chorus. That's the Chiddush. If you don't bring it to Mezid, then in a Chnami you could bring a Pesach Sheni, but there's a Chi of Chorus involved. You're over this Yisra Aseh, you're over, you have a Chi of Chorus. The Chiddush is, but if you're Derech Rechaika, that's the reason why you do not bring it, you should know you put him in a chorus. So the Gemara, command the Yom Ahurza. And this goes according to the man the Yom that holds, like Rav Nachman, that if you, of Derech Rechaika, if you would have a shliach, bring the korban for you would be good. Because like Rav Sheshis, there's no kasha. According to Rav Sheshis, the Torah has to tell you this big kiddush. The Torah says if a person is a derech rechaikam, you should know, even if you want to go have a shliach, bring a Pesach, nothing doing. You're a person that's nitchet the Pesach Sheni. That's a tremendous kiddush. So why didn't the price say this? The Gemara says this price holds like Rav Nachman to say no. That even though you're b'derech rechaikam, if you would have had a shliach brought a korban for you, it would have been a good korban. So I say, what's the chiddush in the Torah then? That if you don't bring it, you can bring a Pesach Sheni. For the Gemara Pshita, you're not worse than a mezid. You're not worse than somebody that was here in Yerushalayim and willingly did not bring a Pesach Rishon. He has the right to bring a Pesach Sheni. So why does the Torah have to say a new chiddush? If you're b'derech rechaikam, if you're outside Yerushalayim, you should know bring a Pesach Sheni. Pshita. So Gemara's Torah says you should know that you have no chiyuv koros. That's the chiddush. If you do it willingly, if you're here and you could bring a Pesach Rishon, just willingly you don't bring it, and echnami you chayiv koros. But here, since you're derech rechaika, that's the chiddush. You put them in a koros. So the Gemara, isha b'sheni mi mechayvim. What's the loch? Is it? Gemara's asking a kasha now. When this brice it says claw the zovois and the nidois, they make a Pesach Sheni. For the Gemara, is that true that an isha could bring a Pesach Sheni? For Tanya, we learned, I would think, who has the right to bring a Pesach Sheni? El Atome Neis. Atome Nefesh. Only someone that touched the mace. Vishoy of Dech Rechoika. Or else a person that's mamish was outside Yerushalayim on Pesach Rishon, he has the right to bring a Pesach Sheni. What, that's, these are the two cases the Torah says Mefarish. What about a Zovin, if a man was a Zav, or else a Mitzorayin, if a man was a Mitzorayin, or else a Boiler Nidus, a man that was Boiler Nidus. So you see, clearly only men are pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Minayin, how do I know? Talmudim, the Pesach says, Ish, Vidashin. Any man, it's Ish. It says, Ish, Dabra B'nai Yisrael Eimer, Ish, Kiyeh, Tamil Nefesh, Avedarech Rechaikah, but says Loshin, Ish, Mashma, not only these two cases, anybody that couldn't bring a Pesach Rishon, he's pushed off the Pesach Sheni. But you see, only a man, not an Isha. I, the first Christ, it says, even Nidois and Mitzorois, also could bring a Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara Lakash, there's no steer here. We had a Machlega Sanoim already. Hor Reb Yosi, Hor Reb Yudah, Reb Shim, like we had before. Reb Yosi before said that an Isha is Mechuyiv in Pesach Sheni. And the second price, it goes according to Reb Yudah and Reb Shim, and they both hold that Midi Reis and Isha is Potter for Pesach Sheni. Even if she was Tomei by Pesach Rishon, she has no Chiyiv to bring a Pesach Sheni. It was only a Shal, if she wants to, could she do it? But she has no Chiyiv. The Melo, there's no steer with their two man the arm, two Tanoim. Tana Rabbanan, the price sounds like this. Chayiv Koros ala Rishon, v'chayiv Koros ala Sheni, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds, let's say a person did not bring Pesach Rishon. He willingly, in other words, on Pesach Rishon, Erev Pesach, he was a Torah Dika person, and he was inside Yerushalayim, and he should have brought the Korban. But willingly, b'mezid, he did not bring the Korban, you should know he's Chayiv Koros. He has one Chayiv Koros. Hu adin? Let's say Pesach Sheni. Somebody willingly did not bring a Pesach Sheni, he's also a Chayiv Koros. So Rashi speaks out, the same person can't be Chayiv Koros two times. Because a Chayiv Koros means you'll die early. So once you have this Pesach one time, you can't get a second time. So Rebbe's Chiddush is, Echaps Nafkimina. Let's say somebody on Pesach Rishon was a Shoigig. Pesach Rishon, he forgot today was Pesach. So mainly he's a Shoigig then. And now what's his din? He's supposed to bring a Pesach Sheni. Let's say it came now Pesach Sheni, and willingly he did not bring a Pesach Sheni. What's the locha? According to Rebbe, this person is Chayiv Koros. As Rebbe holds, either one of the two korbins could be Mechayiv Koros. If either one you did not bring b'mezid, you chayev karis.